We live in an era of targeted advertising. The more tailor-made an ad, the better. Presidential candidates are customizing their ads, too. But as NPR's Martin Kosty reports, they have to be careful not to tailor their ads too much.
Here's a sample of Barack Obama's radio advertising.
My husband and I raised dairy cows and beef cattle here in Iowa. But you might remember me as the State Fair's butter cow lady.
Now, that's an Obama ad from Iowa. Here's what he put on the air in South Carolina.
My father left when I was two. I only saw him once after that. My mother did her best, struggling to take care of my sister and me. But it's hard to heal that hole in your heart.
Did you catch that? It's a subtle difference. One more time. Iowa.
You've got to know what's bull and what's for real.
And South Carolina.
We must change the ways of Washington to bring jobs and better schools and health care.
Obama's South Carolina ads are being credited with boosting his standing with that state's African-American voters, so much so that other campaigns have also laid down a smoother soundtrack in their ads.
Hello, South Carolina. This is Maya Angelou. Let me tell you about my girl, Hillary Clinton.
The Republican candidates have not tailored their ads quite so much, but they have been very strategic about where they run their ads.
Today's best music and lyrics with a greater purpose.
Christian rock station KZZQ in Des Moines has been running a lot of campaign ads, but only from Republicans.
Now, Fred Thompson has been endorsed by National Right to Life, the same committee that endorsed candidates Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush.
Station manager Eric Boatwright says Democratic campaigns have inquired about buying time on the Christian station, but so far none has taken the plunge. You're more likely to find Democrats on Spanish language radio.
Los caucuses de Iowa son cruciales en la elección presidencial de Estados Unidos. Los latinos de Iowa podemos definir el resultado.
Here, Hillary Clinton's campaign tells Hispanics that they might be able to decide the outcome in Iowa. But none of Clinton's Spanish ads touches the issue of immigration. A campaign spokesman says immigration is, in his words, too complex for a radio spot. The Spanish ads by other candidates have also avoided that topic. Obama comes the closest to talking about it in this ad running in Nevada.
Como hijo de padre extranjero que llegó a este país buscando una vida mejor, Barack Obama aprendió...
The ad says, as the son of a foreign father who came to this country looking for a better life, Barack Obama learned that differences don't divide, they enrich. But again, this ad makes no mention of the controversy over immigration reform. Luis Clemens, an editor at the Hispanic political website Candidato USA, says the candidates simply can't afford to get too specific.
The days when you could sort of hide your Hispanic political marketing efforts under a bushel are gone. Everyone's going to be able to find out about it and translate those ads very quickly.
Whether we're talking Hispanics or Iowa farmers, the Internet has now made it impossible for a candidate to have a private conversation with any particular group of voters. But Clemens says candidates don't really need to make specific promises. In the case of Hispanics, he says, just the sound of this
"Soy Mitt Romney y apruebo este mensaje"
is already a pretty powerful message in itself. Martin Kosty, NPR News.